Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. Hey there, it's Tammy. I'm stopping in for a moment to pop in to tell you about something new I am offering. I welcome you to join my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, the secret methods to get unstuck when communicating. In this course, you're going to learn the methods and approaches, the ones that I took in order to better create communications in a manner that non-technical professionals can understand, relate to, and act on. When I first started writing communications, I was horrible. I didn't understand why people were sending me so many emails, asking questions, stopping me in the hallway to get clear on what I sent. I was super intimidated to keep working on improving my communication skills, and I want to support you in changing your mindset as well, along with showing you the methods I used to become a better communicator in the information technology space. For more information on my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, please head to www.nextlevelconsultingllc.com/learn with Tammy. Oh, I cannot wait to talk about this topic in today's episode. Again, I know I say this all the time, but this is a juicy one. And today we are going to be talking about one of the biggest obstacles in implementing change, and that's resistance. I know you have sat back on your chair and you're breathing a sigh because it is. That's exactly what happens when I introduce this topic when dealing with our clients. Because again, as the CEO of Next Level Consulting Services, we support organizations in adopting change, dealing with change, handling change, again, adopting new things in their organization. And how can we not talk about resistance? But I tell you, every time we bring up that topic, it is a sigh. People sit back in their chairs. Again, we're still operating virtually. You see them on the Zoom screens putting their heads down or not looking at me anymore eye to eye because it's something that they struggle with. I want to let you know that there is a level of understanding and you can overcome resistance or at least minimize resistance. As I always like to say, resistance, when you are embarking on any type of change, resistance is going to be there regardless. The question is, how are you going to deal with it? And you deal with it by being proactive and making sure you implement strategies that'll support you when it comes head on. So let's talk about it. One of the ways that you can overcome resistance is through communication. We do factor communication in, and yes, we have our communication plans, we have our strategies, and we have specific activities, but there's ways in which you can overcome resistance through communication is making sure that you encourage and have open and honest dialogue with stakeholders to address their concerns. When we talk about communicating, we want to make sure that you have those feedback loops and you clearly want to communicate the benefits of the change and how it will positively impact them, along with, of course, providing training and support to help individuals adapt to the change. But I really want to dig a bit deeper as it relates to communications and particularly handling resistance in the sense that you really want to communicate clearly and effectively the reasons for the change and how it will benefit the organization and your employees. That really is one of the keys to overcoming resistance, is making sure that you involve your employees in the change process and providing them with the necessary information. I think there are times in which our clients initially may have had the mindset of, well, let me not inundate them with communication. But at the same time, think about it. When you don't know something, you tend to be resistant to it because it is the fear of the unknown. So it's balancing that. And again, making sure that you know how to communicate effectively and clearly with regard to the change. Another way that you can overcome resistance is empowering and involvement. Making sure that you are involving individuals in the process and allowing them to have a say and feel a sense of ownership. There's ways that you can provide opportunities for them to learn a new skill or take on new responsibilities. And I would also say offer some sort of incentive or reward for embracing the change. Another excellent way to make sure that you are proactively handling resistance is address concerns. Listen to the concerns and objections of your employees who are resisting the change and address them directly. Get to the root cause of the resistance and come up with solutions that meet their needs and also the needs of the organization. One of the things that I love is that when I'm faced with a resistant employee, I or a resistant stakeholder, someone who is a critical part or even not a critical part of the change, but they're an influencer, I like to include them on my team. I like them to be included in the change network because what happens is that their concerns are really concerns of others. The one who's expressing their concerns are just bold enough to do that. In other words, those who are expressing the concerns, they're not only their concerns, but they are the concerns of others. And those individuals really support us in developing things that we need in the vein of communication, training, outreach, engagement to support us in addressing some of those concerns. I would also recommend that you lead by example. Employees are going to be more likely to accept change if they see those in leadership positions are fully behind them, behind the change, behind the transformation. If you're a leader and we do have leadership alignment, sponsorship agreements that we like to put in place and support our clients with, is that when you show them as a leader that you are committing to the change and you're willing to put in the work to make it happen, it makes a world of difference. And I would also like to add to be patient. I think that when we deal with system implementation, so again, clients are implementing new systems, that tends to be 90% of our transformations, especially over the last 3 years, but they're so concerned with the timeline of the project plan, and they believe that the change is going to happen within the project plan. It is important to understand that change activities, of course, can be managed on a project plan, but not how people are going to respond to the change, not how people are going to react or be resistant to the change. Technology and organizational change management are two different things. Even though you might want to manage the technology in your project plan, you cannot manage change on a plan. It's important to understand that change takes time and resistance is a normal part of the process. I would implore you to be patient and understand as your employees are adapting to the new transformation, new ways of working. And I would also offer the last thing is to reward and recognize those who have successfully adapted to the change. They could be bonuses, they could be promotions, they could be whatever incentives that you like to offer. On one client engagement that we led, their incentive or one of their incentives were kudo cards, and I absolutely loved it. These kudo cards were little cards that had the project logo and other project information, but you had the ability to handwrite a note to someone who rose to the occasion. However big it was, however small it was, just a little kudos, you're shouting out someone for, in this case, in the example that I'm offering, is adapting to the change. Again, think about what incentives you can offer. Think about how you could reward and recognize those employees who have successfully adapted. I would like to leave you with this. It's important to remember that change resistance is a normal and expected reaction to change, and it's important to address it in a compassionate and understanding way. By effectively communicating, addressing concerns, leading by example, providing support, definitely being patient and rewarding progress, you can really support your employees in navigating through the change and ultimately come to embrace it. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.